We're back. You thought it was just going to be a one episode thing, didn't you? Well, it's not. So suck on that. That's right. We're back. Episode 2 of the Ladies Social Jamboree. Oh, yeah. I'm Nina.
And I'm Leanne.
And that's us. Okay. So. Yeah. So this is going to be really kind of free flowing because we don't have an agenda.
That's probably going to be every time because we're probably never going to have an agenda because neither one of us is very good at planning these things.
Yeah, we're not. We're not. So this is kind of like if you, you know, are listening
this to this. This is
going
to be us. This is going
basically,
to be
this is just us. Just doing our thing. So if you came here expecting the grand shuck it, well, this isn't that, but listen to us anyway because we're great. So,
of course, awesome.
Okay. So my heart is completely just like shattered into little tiny pieces because last night I watched the most recent episode of Jane the Virgin, and I
watched it for the second time because I was there to witness the heartbreak,
and it was just like what, but.
Are we spoiling?
Should we spoil? Okay. Spoilers. So if you have not seen the most recent episode of Jane the Virgin, you might want to just fast forward through this piece because we're about to say it. Okay. 1, 2, 3. Michael's dead. Michael's dead, you guys. Dead. Like, Michael's dead.
The funny thing is that I called this. Like, as soon as they said the line, you know, like he would
Michael
love her
would
until
love
his,
Jane until his very last breath.
Until
it's
his
like,
dying
okay.
breath. He's like, okay, he's going to die. And so when he got shot, you know, I was like look, okay,
there
this,
it is.
This is it. I mean, this is where he dies.
And then he didn't.
And then he didn't.
But
and it like, gave me hope. And
only to dash it. Dash it against the rocks.
And I wasn't a Michael fan. I was a Raphael
was
fan.
I was Team
but
Raphael
I'm still,
too. But
I'm so really sad because they made him so endearing this season.
I know. It's like he was such a good husband. He was a good stepfather to
Mateo. That wedding was so great.
Right, and that's the moment. Like when Jane and Michael got married, I was like, okay, you know what? I'm here for it. Jane's happy.
Right.
So I'm going to be happy for her. Michael's a good guy. It's cool. I will put
squashed it with Raphael.
I will put hashtag Team Raphael to the side. It's all good. Mm-hmm. We're just moving forward. Jane and Michael. It's all good. And now it's like,
and Anthony was like, "Well, now you can go back to being Team Raphael." I'm like, that ship has kind of sailed.
Like, look,
like,
man, Michael,
they'd have to really do
Michael
something.
Michael just died. Okay, and I know the next part of the story is going to be 3 years in the future. I know that, but still.
Never mind. So much has happened with Raphael.
Exactly.
Like, he's not exactly the same person that I thought he was.
Exactly.
So.
And also, I mean, 3 years from now, I mean, yeah, he said before, oh, it'll just be 9 months with good behavior because of the whole fraud thing. He's going to prison. He might still be in prison. Who knows?
He could still be out. Or he could have never gone at all because when
knows.
Michael died, he's like, oh, no, I got to be there for Jane. Who
exactly.
Knows?
So we're just going to have to wait until Monday to see what's going to
happen.
Or
he could also be
this.
Dead because Sinrostro killed him.
This is true, too. Which I really...
That horrible, horrible hag is back.
I'm so just completely sick of her. Like, I'm sick of her and I'm sick of Luisa because Rose is the worst and...
Luisa
which
is
that's
enabler.
Not a spoiler. Come on, Sinrostro is Rose. It's been like that since season one. That's not a spoiler. I'm not bleeping that out. But Luisa keeps going back to her and keeps going back to her and keeps going back to her. It's like
Jane gonna kill her.
Jane's
gonna kill
gosh,
her.
Gosh, when Jane finds out that Luisa's newest girlfriend is actually Rose, who shot Michael and
killed him,
ended up being responsible for his death because he had an aortic.
Something
like infarction or something because of the gunshot wound that was inflicted upon him by Rose,
who was pretending to be his friend
and his police partner. Like, you're supposed to be able to trust each other,
and she was supposed to be the by the book person,
you know, from Alabama and all that betrayal. Ridiculous.
I'm just trying, like, right now I'm thinking, who's getting married? Is it going to be Rogelio? Is it going to be Zoe? Is it going to be Alba?
Alba finally getting married to the gift shop guy.
Or it could be on Petra. Who knows? They seem like they were getting back on a pretty good foot.
Or at the very least, Raphael seems genuinely concerned for Petra's well-being.
Yeah, he cares about her.
He definitely cares about her. I mean, ultimately, at the end of the day, she is the mother of his kids. She's his ex-wife. They're always going to be family. Like, that bond is never going to go away. Whether it turns back into whatever they had before remains to be seen. I mean, 3 years is a long time.
And I'd like to see who Dane's with, like, if anybody.
If she is with anybody.
If they're going to introduce a new love interest, or if they're going to go with Raphael.
It's like there's so many different things they could do. They could introduce a new love interest. They could reintroduce a love interest from the past. They could bring
You mean like the teacher?
Maybe. Mm. Hey, he was hot.
Mm. I'm just saying. I mean, he is. I'm not arguing that.
Yeah, but we'll see. But we'll just have to see what happens. Like, I'm genuinely excited. Because I read an article online because I needed to read something to just like process my feelings, and the showrunner was saying that every character is in a different place in their lives,
right,
3 years in the future. So it remains to be seen. I know one thing: Mateo's suit is too big. No reason for that. It's like, oh, he'll grow into it. No, get the child a suit that actually fits him, please.
Come on now.
Let him not be swimming in a suit. I know he's only 4 and a half, but come on.
And you know that's not Rogelio's wedding, because Rogelio would have that boy dressed to the nines.
Like, that is his grandson. His firstborn.
At his wedding?
His firstborn and only grandson, who is probably, if that is Rogelio's wedding, he's probably the ring bearer. It's like, come on, that's his
grandson. Or the best man.
Or the best. Oh. Michael's dead. Michael's dead, you guys. And Rogelio doesn't really have many male friends. I mean, who else is he going to ask? Raphael, maybe, I guess, because he's all
got a huge man crush on
him. So ridiculously handsome. I never noticed before. It's like, wow. Okay, Rogelio.
All right. Well,
what else can we talk about? Oh, well, you were just playing this cute little game.
Yes, I was.
Valentine's Day.
The Valentine's Day.
Pangolins.
Yeah, it's about pangolins. It's about these, the only scaly mammal. And apparently they are native to Ghana.
All right.
And,
which, for those of y'all who don't know and should know, is in Africa.
Right.
Yes.
So it's like a little, side scroller game, where you just, you know, tap to jump, etc. And it's a Valentine's Day thing, so you're going to bake a cake for your beloved pangolin
sweetheart. Yes.
And you got to collect the cacao beans.
Cacao.
But yeah, it was pretty cute. I suck at it because I suck at like anything where I need coordination.
There. So, it's all good.
You know.
You're good at other things.
Yeah.
And that's okay. But yeah, that's so cute. So now we learn about pangolins.
Mm-hmm.
They're in the family Manidae. And that's your science tip for the day. Learn about you some pangolins. And there's some in Asia and some in Africa.
There's four, looked like there was four stages to the game.
Yeah, I'm going to play it after this recording's over.
I only did number one, but you know.
Oh, that's okay. No, I'm definitely going to play it. And speaking of playing games, I am actually also playing a game. It's not the Google Doodle. It's an actual, like, iPhone game. It's called Ninja Spinky. And it's very, very fun. Paul got me into it. And one of the creators of this game was also the same guy who did Flappy Birds.
Ah.
So it was very addictive. So yeah.
What is it about?
You basically play as this little ninja. He's all dressed in red. And basically you just have to avoid obstacles. That's all you gotta do. Just avoid obstacles. And there are obstacles that are, yeah, kind of. In a way, yeah, pretty much. There's six different kinds of obstacles, and it just gets harder and harder as you progress through the levels. There's also an endless mode, which is nice. You can practice.
Sounds like I'd suck at it.
It's all good. But yeah, it's just obstacles. You either jump over fruit or you avoid ninjas who are coming at you, or you avoid balls that are rolling at you, or you avoid cannons that are shooting things at you, or you have to throw shuriken at enemy ninjas and hit them. And I think there's one or two other things that you have to do, but just basically avoid everything and hit everything.
Why can't you eat the fruit?
Because if you touch the fruit, it'll send you flying off the screen.
Do you have allergies?
Yes. And those allergies are so severe that they will send you careening off the screen.
Yes. That's how allergies work.
That's exactly how allergies work in real life, in case y'all.
It's bad for today.
There you go. There's your second science tip. This one may be slightly less accurate.
What? It's entirely accurate.
Yes, this is exactly how allergies work.
I stand by that.
So if George even so much as touches a piece of bread, he will go careening to the other side of the room.
I will make that happen. If I have to hold him and now and I feel like we should make a
video
air.
Of that. It's like, what? Milk? Ah! That would actually be really fun. Oh, we should dress up George like a ninja.
Oh, we should just dress him up like a ninja anyway.
That would be adorable.
So adorable.
Oh my gosh, I'm going to buy him a little ninja outfit. It's going to be the best.
Yes, it is.
Oh, man. What else can we talk about?
Well, we need to tell them about the book club.
Yes, we do. Let's talk about the book club.
So that's going to be one steady thing that we do. We have that we want to, since we're, you know, avid readers,
yes,
we want to do a book club.
So this isn't just going to be random crap every week, you guys, we promise. And by every week, I mean once a month.
Two functional things, because we wanted to share like a story from the past every time, and we wanted to do
Book club. Yeah.
So we are going to start with
Jonathan Strange and Mr. Norrell, a novel by Susanna Clarke. It is her debut novel that came out in 2004.
And it is massive.
It is massive.
So we're going to be taking it five chapters at a time. Mm-hmm. So if you want to join along, you can go ahead and get in on that.
Yeah, get you one off of Amazon or your local bookstore.
And
or
by the next time we do this show, which we should be doing on a monthly basis, I will have read that last chapter to complete chapter five.
Yes. I am at the beginning of chapter six, so that's where I will hold. And then after we talk about the first five chapters, we will sally forth.
Yes, yes.
So Jonathan Strange and Mr. Norrell. It's about wizards in England in the early 19th century.
Which does not sound as interesting as it actually is.
It actually is
I like the history aspect. Well, you know what? Let's not get into it because
all I'm going to say about it
next time.
The only thing I'm going to say about it is if I were to compare this book to a food, it would be like pork rinds because it's dry, but it's savory and satisfying. Yes.
I don't eat pork rinds, so, yeah.
I don't eat pork rinds very much. Paul can't have pork rinds because of his heart condition. But he
used to chow down on the pork rinds back in the day.
I know, but he's got the heart thing and he's got high blood pressure, so he can't have them anymore.
Yeah, everybody in our family used to eat them but me. I was like, Funyuns. I was like, I'm good.
I've never really been a fan of Funyuns myself. I mean, they just taste fake to me, you know?
Yeah, I wasn't a fan of that taste, and also I was kind of a lot allergic to onions back then.
Yeah, you were.
So it wasn't...
I remember when you first told. There you go. Here we can just segue into the past. Like I remember when you first told me about that. You're just like, yeah, I'm actually really allergic to onions. Chowing down on pork fried rice. I'm like, do I need to have 911 on speed dial? Should I call your mom? Because you're eating onions, and you just told me you were allergic. Are you gonna pass out or something?
Yeah, no, I was allergic to onions, oranges, raspberries,
pineapple.
I wasn't allergic to pineapple. I was allergic to feathers.
Oh yeah.
Dust, pollen, you know, et cetera. But I loved onions in almost everything.
Good.
Because they're a delicious and vital aspect of many delicious foods.
And they're also like nutritious. Onions have
pork fried
of, like,
rice or any fried rice.
Like vitamins and such in them. I don't know. Stuff. They're good for you. You should eat onions.
Yes. Yes, you should.
And garlic too. Garlic's very good
for you. And so, and I wasn't even trying to eat around the onions.
It's like, no. Nom, 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 nom.
So like, I'd eat it and then I'd have to take like some allergy medicine because my mouth was going to be itching like crazy.
It's like, here we go. Just take some of this. Take a shot of allergy medicine. Keep going. You'll be fine.
I do not advise that anybody does that.
I advise it. I advise it heavily.
I do not.
I'm a proponent of doing things that may or may not actually be good for you, but will totally make for a fun story later.
The funny thing is now that I have George, and George has food allergies, for those of you who don't know, George is allergic to eggs, wheat, milk, peanuts, tree nuts, and fish.
That's a lot.
So that is a lot. And from what I've learned with, you know, them saying, okay, you got to be careful about what he eats, et cetera, because every single allergic reaction is different. So you may have just had, you know, your mouth itching and everything before, but because you have a reaction, it could get more violent. You never know what the next one's going to be.
Hashtag gluten-free, hashtag vegan.
Yeah. So well, I don't, eat those, I don't God, encourage, so. If you have an allergy, avoid that thing that you're allergic to.
Or at the very least, hopefully your allergy is mild and you can just be like, whatever, man, I'm gonna do it anyway. But if you have like a legitimately serious allergy, we do not actually advocate for you to continue to, you know, ingest that allergen, because yeah, we don't want to be responsible for you going to the hospital or dying. Although if you're taking medical advice from two girls on a podcast, you might want to reevaluate
trouble.
You might want to reevaluate your priorities. So
yes, yes.
But it's all good, because George will grow out of them someday. We hope, we hope.
So that was one story, but that was, you know.
That just now, like, I just started thinking about fried rice, and then I started thinking about other fried foods, and that led me to Stokoe's. And now I want Stokoe's.
Stokoe's is this wonderful little restaurant.
Restaurant. She's using that term very loosely.
Carry out.
It's a carry out. It's a hole in the wall.
And a lovely little hole in the wall food comes out of.
Yes. So, we still don't know the ethnicity of the people there, but it doesn't matter.
York Road in Baltimore.
In Baltimore.
Right,
shout
by,
out to Baltimore.
Towson's campus.
Shout out to Towson University, but more importantly, shout out to Morgan State University.
Of course, yes. Where they deliver.
We are the best.
Morgan State University campus.
Yep.
You can get Stokoe's.
Yes, you can. Till like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh yeah, it's great. Did they up their prices?
A little bit, but it's still pretty cheap. Back in our day, we're old. We're super old. But back in our day, you could get you a chicken box for $5.
Wasn't it like $5.25?
Might have been $5.25. But still, that's basically $5.
And not only was it a chicken box, it was chicken box with
fries.
Fries.
And you got a soda.
Yes, and a soda, a can of soda.
So you get your...
And if you didn't get Welch's Grape, you were doing it wrong.
I would get Welch's Grape sometimes, but sometimes I get like orange Fanta or ginger ale, because I like those too. But you get your 4 good chicken wings, a nice helping of fries, mumbo sauce if you wanted that. I didn't get mumbo sauce.
I mean, I thought it came with hot sauce, but...
It was on the side or whatever.
It had hot sauce on the side. It didn't have mumbo sauce.
I don't understand.
That's a DC thing.
Yeah, I don't understand the craze about mumbo sauce. I mean, it doesn't even taste that good, but whatever.
Ooh.
Yeah, I said
those
it.
Fighting words, not yeah, me, but you know.
I said it. I don't care.
Hey, like I said,
I don't care.
Not with
mumbo
me.
Sauce doesn't even taste that good. I don't understand people's obsession with it.
I really hate it all over my fries. Like, you know how people want to order it, like, even with ketchup all over your fries.
Right.
No, thank you. I would like to add my ketchup on my own.
Like, the ketchup should be on the side. I can take the french fry
because
and dip it in the ketchup.
Because otherwise it makes it soggy.
And not only that, but it makes it messy. Like, you get ketchup on your fingers
and
stuff.
You gotta eat it with your fork.
Oh.
That ain't cool.
I don't want to do that. I want to eat french fries with my hands the way God intended.
Exactly.
Gosh. But anyway, so yeah, Stokoe's was the most magical little hole in the wall.
They also, for the same price as the chicken box, you could get a pizza with
a personal pizza.
Any two toppings and
pepperoni and bacon.
Also another, another soda.
Oh,
so.
Man. Like, and then, of course, there was Anthony
who would get both, right? He'd get himself a sausage pepperoni pizza and a chicken box. And drink, eat all of it
and drink
the two sodas.
Both sodas. Yeah. It's like, really, dude? It's like, you know your metabolism is not going to last.
People blamed me when he started gaining weight. People were like, what are you feeding him? I'm not feeding
him
anything.
What am I feeding him? It's like, okay, he's a grown-ass man, okay? There goes our explicit rating. Sorry.
We can
get away with one.
He used to eat at McDonald's. He would have like 2 double cheeseburgers, two McChickens, and like 2 large fries, and large soda.
Okay, so clearly what you did was impregnate him, because
I didn't do that.
He was eating that long before he met me.
Pregnancy.
Oh,
level
and he
eating.
Would get like a McFlurry or
no,
a
the
pie.
small nugget.
Oh my lord!
So like he ate like a
that
lot.
That is insane, and yet he was still just like stick skinny until probably what junior
terrifyingly
year?
Terrifyingly thin.
Oh my gosh!
Until he turned 21, I think.
Yeah, so junior year, senior year, something like that was when, like, that kicked mm-hmm. in. Because it's like, yeah, you know you're not going to have your teenage metabolism forever.
That's when he started putting on the putting on the pounds. And I was like, stop. Like, people are like, what are you feeding him? I'm not feeding him anything. I don't cook for him. We go to the cafeteria. Basically. We go to restaurants. Basically. And he feeds himself.
It's like, come on now. Now, granted, we did have a kitchen in our suite, which was great. I'm so, to this day, I'm so very thankful. We stayed
at Thurgood Marshall
Apartments. AKA Argon. And yes, sophomore, junior, and senior year, we did fortunately have access to a full kitchen.
Which we mostly used to make Kraft Velveeta shells and cheese.
that was cooking for us. I made tuna noodles that one time.
And sometimes we would make sausage to put in said Velveeta.
We did not eat healthy in college.
No, we didn't. We survived on Cheez-Its and
Sunny Delight.
Oh, and Sunny Delight. Yes. Until they put the aspartame Delight. In it.
Yeah, that they killed it.
Or they put sucralose in it.
Yeah.
But yeah,
they killed it. Yeah. But yeah. Cheez-Its, Sunny Delight, Coke, Velveeta shells and cheese, sometimes Pop-Tarts, Velveeta shells and cheese, sometimes with sausage. Every once in a blue moon, I would make tuna noodles, but like that
happened like twice.
Exactly. That's why I said blue moon. and then whatever we got at the refac, and then whatever, like if we went to your parents' house or something, whatever your parents were cooking, mm-hmm. like that mm-hmm. was, cause, and then
and IHOP.
And IHOP, yes.
No, IHOP. Denny's. We went to Denny's a lot.
Aw.
And at what time for your birthday, we went to Bill Bateman's.
I still have that picture. I got that ridiculously
20-ounce burger.
Ridiculously huge burger. It was great.
Yeah.
Oh, man. We did not eat healthy in college at all.
No, we didn't. And we also didn't go to the gym, which was free.
Yeah, free gym. We did not use it.
Free gym with free personal trainers.
It's like, hey,
because
the
people who were studying had to get their hours.
Hey, we walked
campus a lot. We went that one or two times. I'm going to call it two.
Yep.
I think we went
round up. We'll round up. It's all good.
Did we go two?
Yes. Yes.
Like, I legitimately don't remember.
It's on the record. I know we went twice. One. We went twice. They're listening. We went twice. But, I mean, we got exercise, though. I mean, we walked around campus a lot to, you know, classes and such.
I sped walk. Like,
right? It's like I had to get from Jenkins all the way over to freaking Murphy in like 10 minutes. From my last psych class to choir practice.
And then during breaks, I would do like no exercise whatsoever, no walking. Like, and so when I come back, like I'd get all sore from walking across campus. And I'd be like, my bones hurt. And right. Anthony would make fun of me until he learned.
Exactly.
Because he did learn when he started having to walk all hard for his job for UtiliQuest.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was like, Liam, my bones hurt. I was like, do they? Do you hurt now? Do your bones hurt?
Do you understand?
Do you know what that means now?
Do you understand the pain? Because bones can hurt, okay? Don't think they can.
When you got your tendons pulling on it.
Exactly. Jeez. It's like, that's a thing. It's a thing, but yeah. Man, and Morgan State University is not a small campus, okay?
It is not.
I mean,
especially when you live on one end and your classes are on the other end.
To the other end. It's like, okay, yes, it's not a huge campus, but it's not small.
We did not go to the cafeteria when we lived in HT, because HT was on the side of, it was on the side of the campus with the classes.
Yes.
Not on the side with all the other stuff.
The residential facilities, the extracurricular activities, you know.
We would have had to hike to go to the cafeteria every day. And so we did not do that. We went to the canteen.
Yes, we did.
Which was at the bottom of McKeldin.
Yes, which was right in the middle of campus, which was nice because McKeldin was just sort of like the middle of everything. It was right there by the bridge. Just here we go.
It had the Subway and
it had Chick-fil-A.
Mini Chick-fil-A, which mini only Chick-fil-A. Sold nuggets
and
chicken sandwiches. Fries.
I can't remember. No, they just had the nuggets, right?
They had nuggets. They had chicken sandwiches. The original chicken sandwiches. Yeah.
Not just
alterations. You got it. If you wanted it, no pickles. You took the pickles off.
Exactly. Which I had to do because I don't like pickles.
And lemonade. Yep. Like that was it for that. And then they had
that's pretty much all you need.
Yeah. And then they had like donuts, Krispy Kreme donut case, and like you could get like some yogurt or yeah. some juice, DC, which no. I never did any of that. I got a soda because
pretty much
I was not like, living healthy.
This is McKeldin, and we're not here to. This is the canteen. We're not here for a salad.
So we'd use our meal card, and then still have to pay like a dollar or yeah, something exactly. to get because you know we were going over.
Yeah, well, what are you gonna
and
do?
And all like, because not, we did not want to cross campus to go to the cafeteria.
All the way to the freaking refac. It's over there by Blount Tower. It's like I don't have time to do that.
Yeah.
The boys who lived in Rawlings were really lucky. They literally, all they had to do was walk downstairs.
Right. They came down like in their
all
slippers.
All they had to do was walk downstairs from their room. The refac was right there. Right there. Nobody in Rawlings or Blount Towers or Argonne has any excuse whatsoever for not going to the refac for your food because y'all are right there.
Man, breakfast was great. Like, we didn't discover breakfast until...
The omelet station.
The omelet station was great.
The waffle
the Belgian
station.
Waffles. Man, you know, whenever they had home fries, it was delicious. Oh, the home fries were delicious.
Yeah. Oh, man. It's just going to make like a little breakfast bowl. It's like, I got eggs, I got bacon, I got hash browns. Yeah.
So good.
I'm getting hungry man, now.
I miss school.
I miss parts of school. I miss parts of it. It would be nice to like go back just like for one day, you know? Just one day. I think that would be nice.
Because you don't have any assignments to do.
Exactly. It's like, I don't mean the actual like doing homework or tests or projects or reports or any of the actual school stuff. I mean like the, you know, hanging out, going to the refac, going to the canteen.
Not having worries.
Not having to worry about bills, really. Just, you know, whatever. Maybe we can go to the mall. We can hang around Murphy.
Yeah, our biggest concern was, do we have enough money to pay for gas?
I know, exactly.
To get to the mall.
Exactly. It's like in not our car. Because neither one of us had cars. Anthony was the one with the car. Like, I didn't
have. We had that car senior year.
Yeah, I had a car senior year. I did. That's when I got my first car. Oh, Shadow.
I know, you had that car up until, like, what? Last year?
2 years ago. 2 years ago, yeah. Because I finally sent my baby girl off to her final resting place.
She was a good old car.
She got me where I needed to go. Senior year of college, all the way through grad school in Chicago, all the way back here in Maryland, and just all around downtown Charlie Brown.
When you put her into a different gear, it was that jerk, like, dum, dum,
dum. Oh man, that was terrible. I was about to say that was the best, but it wasn't the best. It was terrible.
It wasn't.
It's like, man, I really need to get that fixed because that's not good. But she still ran.
She still ran. She got you from
like
point A to point B.
Yes, she did.
Like a champ.
She absolutely did, and I will always have a place in my heart for her.
That's so. What else we got? I mean, we just told a string of stories.
We did.
We covered the book. Club.
The book. Yeah, we covered Jane the Virgin. Michael's still dead, you guys.
Spoiler.
Oops. Alert. Whatever. I don't care. YOLO.
You will live.
Yes, I give
you. And it's only been like
28 minutes. Well, all right. Well, we can maybe cover like one more thing and then, you know, sign off, I suppose. Well, we're gonna go see John Wick today. I'm excited about that.
Oh yeah. Ooh, and I saw the Lego Batman movie.
Oh, I'm so excited. Paul and I are seeing that on Tuesday.
It is good.
I'm so excited. Everybody that I've talked to about it has said it was so good. They make so many references.
It is really, really
I'm
good.
Extremely excited to see it, you guys.
And hopefully you go late enough that there's no kids there.
Oh, yeah.
Like, ours was, like, filled with kids because, you know, it was a screening.
We're going at, like, 6-something on Valentine's Day. So, hopefully, you know, there won't be a whole lot of kids. Hopefully.
Yeah.
Keyword is hopefully. But who knows?
Yeah, the kids seem to enjoy it.
As long as they're not, like, screaming and climbing all over everything and spilling things, which, you know.
That wasn't going on.
Okay. Well, that's good. But yeah, I'm
Lego excited. Batman.
Lego Batman. And
the review is probably already up on thegrandcheckit.com.
Who did it?
I did.
Oh, you
so
did. All right. Go check that out. www.thegrandcheckit.com. Go read Leanne's review for the Lego Batman movie. I haven't read it yet, but I totally will because I want to set a good example.
So. Good luck with that. Yeah. I try to be a good example for people and I fail on a daily basis.
Yeah, well. Yeah, I'll try to be a good example in a way that requires the least effort from me because, yeah.
Because we're lazy.
I will exert 1% effort for you guys. So you better be grateful because most of the time I'm exerting 0% effort. But yeah, so go check that out. All of us are going to see John Wick Chapter 2 today. If they kill his dog again, I'm going to be really upset.
Did he get another dog at the end?
He got a dog. He has another dog.
Man, I do not remember. I remember, but I do not remember John.
Just got it. I don't think it was a. It might have been a pit bull. I don't think it was a pit bull though. But it was just a brown dog. So he has a new dog. If that dog dies, I'm gonna be upset. Then he
should not get another one.
John Wick Chapter 3. This time, seriously, I'm not getting a dog.
I saw a video that somebody put on the internet where they did John Wick, but like if John Wick was killed and his dog goes on a revenge
that would
spree.
Be amazing.
Like he goes and he digs up the guns and everything.
What is it, like hold up
and then they like come to his dog house but like he blows it up.
That would be amazing. I would watch that. I would willingly watch that.
I didn't finish watching it because, you know, I barely finish watching anything these days because, you know, it always gets interrupted by George in some way.
Yeah, that's what kids do. They interrupt things. But we love them anyway.
But yeah, that video exists. So if you want to go watch
I'm gonna
it,
go
you
check
should.
That out immediately after we finish this because that sounds hilarious.
And I also watched a lady give birth in her car because.
Oh dear.
Our friend Katrina posted that on
that's
her page.
That's not hilarious. That's a very serious
Actually,
thing.
Actually, it was pretty interesting. And,
okay, well, that's good at least.
Amusing at the end how she switches from, you know, screaming and like, you know, like. Like she was like legit screaming. No, she was like, yeah. So she switches from that to, oh, it's so beautiful.
Yeah, apparently. I mean,
she goes from pain to panic to, oh, my baby. And it's all like, it all happens pretty quickly.
I mean,
so
they say that I can't attest to this because I haven't been pregnant yet, but you have. I mean, like, do you remember? Well, you had George C-section, right? So there wasn't.
I did.
There wasn't really any pain or anything, right?
I did go into labor.
Right. I mean, you went into labor, but do you remember it? Like, do you remember the pain?
I can't remember the. How it felt, like the actual pain of it.
They say that
but
you
I
forget.
Remember that it hurt like crap.
Okay.
Like, because
they say
I was.
That you forget that stuff, like, after the baby's born, like, your memory gets wiped of it. And that's the only reason why women are willing to have more than one child.
I was determined. I was determined to not use the drugs.
Oh, yeah.
And that flew out the window almost immediately.
Give me an epidural, give me morphine, and give me some Pitocin so we can get these freaking contractions going. Okay, no.
I never did get the Pitocin because, right. Like, they gave me the drugs to start the process, but they give you a drug to, like, soften your... I know this is getting, you know,
this is real life, okay? This is what happens in human beings. Y'all about to get a biology lesson real quick, okay?
They gave you the drug to soften your cervix.
Right.
And then the side effect of that is contractions, which I had already been having a few mild contractions. So that kind of kicked it into high gear.
Right.
And so I was laboring through the night while Anthony, slept. Every time I would like squeeze his hand super hard and he'd be like, "You're doing a good job." I'm like,
"You did this to me."
But yeah. And so eventually I was like, give me the drugs.
So why did they actually decide to do C-section instead? Like, you didn't dilate enough, or? Like,
no, I dilated. The doctor came.
Biology,
I got the, first I had the Stadol, which basically just makes you feel high. So it's like,
awesome.
You can relax enough. Like, you still feel it, but you're like disconnected from the pain of it. Like, so you are able to get some rest, you know. But then when that came off, of course, my contractions had further.
Like,
I went from, you know, a 5 to like an 8, but, you know, I missed the in-between steps.
It's like, wait a minute, wait a minute.
So when it came back with a vengeance. And
uterus, what are you doing?
And by that time, my doctor was there. And so he was like, he walked in and he was like, so I told you I wasn't going to ask you if you wanted an epidural, but they've told me you've already asked for one.
Give it.
So I had to wait for him. So
give it here. You he was like, we're going to get that needle going. In my back and let's go.
But then I had to walk down the hall, yeah, like in labor to the actual labor and delivery section because I was in the...
I was about to say labor camp, but that's a terrible joke.
That is a terrible joke. And I got myself an epidural.
Yeah.
But the problem was that whenever I had a contraction, George's heart rate or his would drop.
Right. It's coming back to me now.
And that was...
I've only heard like bits and pieces of this story before.
That was...
I just remember showing up at the hospital the day he was actually born.
Yeah, yeah. So it's normal for a baby's heart rate to drop during contractions.
Right.
But it was not coming up right after the contraction was done. So they were worried about that. So they wanted to see how pushing was going to affect it because they thought maybe that his, since I was full term, like full 40 weeks, that maybe his umbilical cord was starting to deteriorate.
Right.
And that maybe it was like kind of crushed between him and the constricting walls.
Right.
So they thought, something might be going wrong. And, so they wanted me to push. So I pushed, and his heart rate like plummeted.
Like, okay.
And they were like, we're going to just go ahead. Get this C-section going. And they were like, from about this point to baby is about 5 minutes. So, and
like, wait, what? It's like, C-section. We're going to slice and peel and slice and peel.
Everything happened so fast because they had to go, like, Anthony was going to tell, you know, the family what was going on.
Right.
And he had to, like, scrub up and, you know, get in his protective gear. And in the meantime, like, they're just wheeling me in and, like, strapping me up and putting up curtains and stuff. And I'm freaking out. I'm like, is Anthony gonna, like, make it here in time? Like, he came in, like, while they were making the incision. And I'm like, I need somebody. I'm gonna die here. I need
support.
I was like, oof. I was freaked out. Freaked out because anytime I'm under anesthesia, I'm, like, completely convinced that I'm going to be in that rare, like, 1% of people. I wake up
and they don't know that I'm awake and I can't move, but I can still feel everything. Yeah, and then, like, it's like that one episode of The Twilight Zone where the nurse looks over and she's like, oh, we know. And you're like, oh, God.
Yeah, that's that was terrifying.
Yeah. Well, it all worked out well. And now George is a happy, healthy 2.5 years old.
Yep.
Aw, yay. Okay, so that was a good story.
That was a birth story.
That was a birth story. Y'all didn't think you were getting one of those today, but you did. So you can consider that a bonus.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That is what makes this the ladies' social jamboree. The ladies'
social jamboree. You never know what you're gonna get, you guys. That's why you gotta tune in every single month for some new craziness, because there's gonna be craziness every time, because we're just gonna start talking and we're gonna talk about the book. And we're going to talk about our past, and it's just going to go off the rails, because that's what we do.
Yep.
That's what we do. And you're going to get that every month, probably. Probably mostly every month. We're going to try to be consistent. I told you before, I'm going to exert at least 1% effort for you guys. So I need you to stay with me, okay? All right. So until next time, I'm Nina.
And I'm Leanne.
And this is the Ladies Social Jamboree. Bye.